Delegates plan to use the meeting to target a series of problems facing young people, such as delinquency, unemployment, drug use, and HIV infection. Officials will meet over 2 days to agree on a declaration calling on the 34 member states to help reduce risks and expand opportunities, especially for the 106 million youth in Latin America and the Caribbean. Nils Castberg, director of the Latin America and Caribbean program for the UN Children's Fund, says many problems stem from weak support structures.
We have 30% of the 106 million in the 15 to 25 age range in the region out of school and out of work. That obviously needs to change. Otherwise, you are creating the ferment for all sorts of trouble.
Castberg says governments need to invest more in education and health programs to benefit children at an early age and help them build a successful future. And he says national leaders need to combat cultural practices that lead to high levels of domestic violence. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte told delegates that recent U.S.-backed trade and education programs have aimed to benefit young people. He added that governments must be attentive to all the concerns of youth.
What they are looking for is exactly what we should be looking for: more economic and social progress, stronger rule of law, and above all, a flourishing, all-inclusive democracy.
Negroponte added that member states also need to address security problems from gangs and drug traffickers, which pose a serious danger to young people in the region. Delegates in Medellin also are expected to address political and security issues. Secretary General José Miguel Insulza expressed concern about Bolivia, where several eastern states are demanding greater autonomy from the federal government in La Paz. Voters in two states backed an autonomy initiative in election Sunday, which the federal government has called illegal. Insulza said the government of President Evo Morales has the constitutional authority, but there is need for dialogue.
Es indispensable respetar los intereses legítimos.
He said all parties must respect the nation's majority, represented by the federal government, while also listening to the desires of autonomy supporters. Colombia's government is using the meeting in Medellin to highlight the progress it has made to improve security and combat violent paramilitary and leftist rebel groups. President Álvaro Uribe told delegates the nation needs the support of its neighbors to combat threats from international drug traffickers and terrorist groups.
Todos estos países hermanos que ustedes representan.
Uribe said no other country in the region has suffered violence like Colombia has, and partner states can help Colombians achieve peace. Delegates at the meeting are expected to discuss a dispute between Colombia and Ecuador because of a Colombian military raid inside Ecuador in March. The raid killed a Colombian rebel commander and some 24 others. Brian Wagner, VOA News, Medellin.